Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Great Ducks Write History. No truer thing has ever been said in four words. That's from Brian Smith on Patreon. We want you to support the show. We appreciate you supporting the show. Go to patreon.com/gettingdug and join the 420 Club. Let's keep this thing going. Tonight, Doug Loves Movies is being taped at the UCB Franklin Avenue location here in Los Angeles. And on Saturday, we're doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in San Jose at 420. And also, I love the 420 showtimes, Miami, Florida, the Improv there on Saturday, November 23rd. And lots more dates and shows coming up this year. Hopefully, I'll come to where you are. For all the deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Coconut water. Yeah. Ooh. So good. My guest today, we have an old bee and a newbie, as we like to say. That's what I say, anyway. We got one of each on the show today. It's Simon Rex and Alan Strickland Williams, everybody. Alan Strickland Williams. How'd you get all those names? How'd that happen?
My mom gave me some and my dad gave me some.
Okay.
And I put them all together.
Right on.
Yeah.
Was there already an Alan Williams in the Screen Actors Guild or something?
No, there's not even an Alan Strickland Williams in the Screen Actors Guild yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Simon Rex.
Yeah.
Second time on the show, have a caveat in your appearance today on the show.
What's that?
That you're going to smoke weed that you have brought yourself. Because what happened the last time you were on this show?
Well, last time I hadn't smoked in about 9 months, and I came on your show, and I got so high that I couldn't even get out a bad joke, and I just lost it a couple times. So I brought my own weed, organic, outdoor, no chemicals. I don't know what you smoke, but it fucked me up, and I haven't smoked in almost a year. So let's see what happens. I'm a little scared, I'll be honest.
That's a great setup.
And I brought you some gifts, which will just, you know, just kind of litter the table.
You're here on a very special day, Alan.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm glad you're into it.
My birthday.
Are you guys earbud guys? Like, you know, the Apple earpods, what are they called? You know, the white ones?
Yeah.
I
have AirPods, yeah.
Have you lost them yet?
Not yet. Well, actually, yes, but I got, what is these?
That is so you put the earbuds in and then they won't fall out in the wild. Do you have earbuds?
So then they're just like regular.
You just put the earbuds in there and then you wear it around. So, because I was riding my bike once and the earbud popped out and got run over by a car, and I had to buy one ear pod. Is it earbud or pod?
Pod.
Ear pod.
Yeah.
And it was like $90 for one, so that might save you. I ordered them on Amazon, they gave me 10, so there you go.
I was so high one time that I had my AirPods in, but I lost the charger.
Oh,
so then I just had dead AirPods.
Guy?
Yeah,
it's tricky stuff.
I had to buy one of those.
It's tricky stuff.
Do you have one of these for that?
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
We could make millions.
I'm glad I thought of that.
There you go. That's my gift to you.
So here's some rolling papers for you, bud. Just a bunch of papers. And, Doug, I don't know if you do this stuff. I don't do the dabs.
There's weed in the water.
There's some wax for the whoever. Some wax.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even smoke weed really anymore, but wax especially. So I'm just going to leave you some gifts that I got. That's cool.
Yeah, this is great, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you do wax?
We,
like dab?
You know, the dab king will be able to hook us up with, he'll make use of that.
Cool. I figured someone would smoke it.
Sure.
And then I brought a few joints of this really, like, kind of mellow weed, you know? We'll smoke whatever. I just wanted to bring something to the table.
Well, we appreciate that. You're a really good guest.
I brought nothing. I'm sorry.
Alan, what do you... Yeah, what's in your wallet? What's...
I've just
that's
got...
my Sam Jackson impression. What's in your wallet?
I just brought my lungs.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Please, by all means, help yourself to anything... I can't believe we waited this long.
Yeah.
Anything on the table that you like to smoke? Everything's been... did stuff get loaded up, Taylor?
Do you smoke weed regularly?
I do. Like magic.
I smoked weed this morning.
Oh, good. So, yeah. You look clear.
Yeah, thank you.
Was it sativa?
It's a hybrid. I just hit my vape on the way to work.
I feel vape doesn't rock you as hard.
I don't think it does.
Yeah,
either.
Right? Yeah. Do you vape?
Sometimes, yeah.
Doesn't really get you there like flower or, you know?
Yeah. No, it's definitely not worth potential death.
What do you guys think about the whole vape thing?
You've got to get it from a licensed, you know, it's got to be, I hate to say use the word regulated, but it just somebody needs to be paying more attention to what's out there.
Yeah, there's black market pods or whatever that people are smoking, like for nicotine that are, it's bad news. Can I spark one of these up? Is it time?
Yeah,
don't you have the 420 thing, or is that the earlier
episode? We do, but this is a pre-tape, so it's like we don't do it exactly on time. So
pre-roll,
exactly,
pre-tape, cool.
That's the way to look at it.
Are any of these sativa out here?
Premature ejaculation.
It's all sativa. We don't pack any indica because...
Why? That's smart.
People are scared of it. Not scared, but just they know that it's can be a bit much.
Can I say thank you?
Sure.
Thank you. For my coffee mug at home. Last time I was here, I took one of these mugs home, and it's hands down the best size coffee mug in my cupboard, which is short for cupboard. Which most people think it's cupboard, but it's cupboard.
Finally, that's been addressed.
So thank you, because it's a great size.
Ever thought about why we cup on a board, but we board on a cup?
Right? Good point. See, it's classic. You just have to be, you got to be observational to, you know, see what everybody else is thinking. Oh, so anyway, the strains are... sativa is called what? Banjo?
They're running out of names.
They really are.
They're running out of names.
I don't get it. And then the indica is called bears. Yeah. So probably don't go near that indica. Would be my recommendation.
So it killed that grizzly man,
right?
The indica.
He did seem like he was high.
He was high.
Jesus.
So I haven't smoked in almost 1 year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, this is impressive.
It's an occasion.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The weed turned on me. We talked about this last time, but maybe for those viewers and people in the room that weren't here last time, it's a hot topic in my life. That weed turned on me after 20 plus years of smoking all day, every day, and then I started getting paranoid, insecure, and weird on weed. So I tried all these different strains. Oh, try this, try that. And I tried it. And every weed just got me weird. So I have anxiety about this.
Have you ever tried meth?
I did, actually, yeah. I really have tried meth. It was the worst 3 days of my life.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
That's the way. That's the place to do it.
And I was with a dude that murdered somebody who's now a priest in Texas, and they don't know that he killed somebody. Wow. It was dark, dude. It was dark. So
that's fucked up. I can see how that would turn on you.
And then we were with a dentist who ended up killing his girlfriend. It was dark.
Yeah, you shouldn't smoke weed.
No, that was meth.
Oh, no, but you're talking about it. Oh, well, I guess I brought it up.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it was just dark. Yeah, meth. See, that's the thing about, like, meth brings out darkness, and weed really doesn't. It just made me insecure and paranoid, but not dark, you know?
How do you feel now?
So far, I'm not feeling... I don't know, I'm not high yet. But I'll check in with you guys shortly. Okay. I don't want to make this about me too much, but it's an interesting topic.
What's the memory loss situation with meth?
What?
Like,
it's bad.
Do you lose a lot?
I don't remember my amazing life that I've had. That's one of the things, is I don't remember shit. People, like, I don't remember so bad with names and things. And
so after all that time that you smoked weed, you don't think that had as much impact on that as meth does?
Well, I just did that once.
Did, So you're sort of saying all of it, you think. You don't think, also it maybe weed. It's a certain amount of, like, just, you know, aging in general?
Yeah,
like,
I think it was that,
a
too.
Lot of people...
I asked my doctor about it, because I was, you know, I asked him, like, what's really going to be the long-term effects of me smoking all this weed my whole life? And he goes, you're just going to forget where you parked your car when you're 60 instead of 70 or something like that. But I feel it's even... I'm 45, but I feel already that I have, like, early... Is it Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's,
yeah.
Early onset.
Early onset.
Right, but that's just because you can't remember a word or something that...
If you can remember it's called Alzheimer's, that usually means you don't have it.
Okay, well, I just feel the beginning signs of forgetting things. You guys ever get that?
Yeah, but I think it's normal. Yeah.
Okay. It's almost like worth the sacrifice, but yeah.
Plus, talk to some young people. They forget shit all the time.
They don't know anything.
Alan, what is your high history? Like, when did you... How did you...
I started... history.
Sorry about that.
Am I hearing things? I started smoking in college, pretty much. I was very... I didn't really do anything in high school. And then actually, that's not true. One time on a trip... thank you, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
I went to Spain and smoked, like, a little bit of weed there, but I don't... You know, like they say, the first time it, like, doesn't... I don't think I got high. Mm-hmm. And then it was years later that I was at a party and did it, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely getting high. And it was great. And so then I probably smoked, like, once a week, day, since then. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
I've never had any, like, bad bouts with it, but I don't know if it's maybe doing it after a while or what, but a couple of my friends are at the point now where, and these are people I used to, like, fucking hit gravity bongs with.
Gravity bongs, those are rad.
Yeah, that was like... I'm from Florida, so, like, it's like a big part of the currency down there is gravity bongs. And there's like a tub, and you have the water in there, and then you, like, take a 2-liter... And you slice the bottom of it, and then you modify the cap so that... And so basically you put it all down, and then you just let it, as you lift it up, the gravity of the pressure, the suction, like, pulls a huge cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you take it all. And now they're like, they started getting paranoid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I wonder if it's one of those things where just it will happen. But I my favorite thing to do is, like, get high, go on a hike. And... Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I should be more paranoid because, like, it could be like a snake or something. But
I think nature's important on drugs.
Yeah. And I think drugs.
Hence the spacey environment.
Yeah.
Is space exactly. considered nature? It is pretty natural.
It's out there.
It's out there.
It's coming.
I think I got stoned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm hitting it four times to your one, but it's okay.
Oh, no. That's fine.
Yeah, dude, whatever you want, man.
Yeah, I miss weed so much. It's like I lost my best friend because it was so part of my life, and now it's like I miss the habitual. I like rolling it, and I would smoke spliffs with American Spirit tobacco, roll a little spliff. Are you guys ever do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Kind of like the Euro vibe, like, you know, hash with tobacco and spliffs.
So is your appearance here today and smoking after such a long time, is this like... your way of trying to show yourself that you can just do it and it's not a thing, like you're not, like you don't, do you want it again now all the time, or are you okay with just once in a while, or?
I have to be okay with once. The thing about weed for me is either I'm smoking or I'm not. Like, I can't, people are like, oh, just smoke once in a while, but I'm like addictive personality, so I'm either smoking or, like, if I got weed in my house, I had to go get this weed just for the show. When I texted you, I'm like, can I come, you know, do the show? And I even asked you, I believe I said, Doug, can I not smoke weed on your show? And you said, yeah, I think one person's done that so far. I wouldn't recommend it. So I said, all right, I'm going to go get stoned with Doug and whoever. It was you. It ended up to be you.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's not a big deal. It's just weed.
Makes me feel like some sort of trickster.
I mean, aren't we all kind of tricksters?
But, well, thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Just, I think I was just assuming incorrectly that, you know, there was a bigger picture thing going on.
There might be. Where you start again?
Okay, like, you're just gonna doing it just to be an active participant in this show.
I had fun here. I wanted to do it again.
Okay.
And I remember Graham Hancock. You know, guys, you know who he is? Graham Hancock.
I don't know.
He's like he's been on Rogan a few times, and he didn't smoke weed for 3 years, and then went on Rogan and smoked weed after 3 years. So I'm kind of like a younger Graham Hancock.
I see.
You know who Graham Hancock is? No. No, he's a pretty rad dude.
I'm like a younger Joe Rogan, so
I got that vibe.
This is good. Never gonna have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all gonna do a sensory deprivation bath together later, right?
You guys done that before?
I have. I actually really like them.
I do too.
They're great. I was like, fuck, that like made me happy.
Yeah.
It's like laying in the dark in like salt water.
Mm-hmm. You're floating in nothingness. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. And you do it high? You get high first?
I was high. But one time I wasn't. I fell asleep one time, which they said apparently is like, that's what a lot of people try to do. It's like going there and like completely fell asleep, but it was kind of scary.
I went to this float tank place recently and they had a Lucia light. Have you guys heard of this? The Lucia light?
No.
It's called a Lucia number 3. I think you guys would dig it. It's a light that you lay under that basically creates psychedelic patterns through your closed eyes, and they play binaural.
Oh, weird.
Wah, 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 and it's like light therapy. But there's 50 different settings on it, and you can choose LSD, mushrooms, like all these different ones, and
yeah,
it has different patterns.
Like
it's like a kaleidoscope in your closed eyes.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I like that, because that's kind of what happens too in the sensory deprivation tanks. You shut your eyes and just like patterns sort of dance and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. Do you guys ever do psychedelics?
Yeah.
Never.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
Fair enough. I did in Vegas one time. I did like three tabs of acid, and it was like everyone's like, "Oh, that's insane."
Right.
But it actually was the perfect place to do that because it's all the stimuli and like flashing lights and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
that could. I guess if you could contain your. So that's some people might.
What
lose
if there's only one stimuli? Is that a stimuli? Plural stimulus?
No. You got it right. Stimuli. That's multiple, right?
But I was gonna say you do psychedelics and like cover. You do this like therapy where you do mushrooms or LSD and you put an eye. What's it called? An eye patch? What is it called? The sleep mask? Sleep mask?
It's a sleep mask.
So you put whatever it is to shut your eyes. So it's the opposite of Vegas, which is overstimuli, and you go in and deal with whatever, maybe seeing your own shapes and colors.
You go inside the Vegas of your mind.
Yeah, Vegas nerve. So, but why no psychedelics? Are you just not in? Have you tried and didn't like them, or is it just not your?
No, I just never. I skirted with the stuff, you know, like ecstasy and mushrooms. And it just wasn't enough of a, I don't know what I was doing wrong in each case, you know, but people always had lots of excuses for why it didn't really work for me. And I didn't feel like chasing after something that, like, if I did like it, it'd just be another thing in my life that I'd want all the time to spend money on, you know. Especially once I got lucky with the weed thing in terms of people giving it to me all the time. I like that it's a thing that I like it, and I'm not looking for other things.
Yeah. No, you got your.
I don't
want to
be on the road somewhere going, oh, where am I going to get some goddamn psychedelics? You know, like that extra thing. I'm just like, I just want to get high, and now I can just bring my own weed when I go places. So that's really nice.
So when you travel legally, you can bring it. Is it you can fly with it now? Depends where you go.
Out of LAX, you can fly out with up to an ounce, and. You know, go through TSA or whatever, but then, like, if actual police decided you were, you know, making trouble or something and then realized you had a bunch of pot on you, the charges could be pretty intense, but I'm pretty chill in airports, so I'm not really too worried about that.
Hmm.
Plus, you could put it in your check bag, you know.
What does TSA
worst that happens is maybe somebody from baggage claim or something decides to take it.
What's TSA stand for again?
Travel safety.
Good guess.
Administration.
Something like that. Is that right? Do we know?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out hopefully during the next segment when we hear all the latest pod news. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest. Sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with High? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great! Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today.
Hey, coconut water. We're back.
They're not going to sponsor the show.
With Alan Strickland.
Transportation, William. Security Administration. They are going to sponsor the show.
Oh, Simon, yeah. I like that idea.
Is here. And Alicia's here with the Pot Topics.
Pot Topics.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a lot of good news in here, I think. Firstly, London, yes. The mayor, his name is Sadiq Khan. He's always been very anti-weed. He never thought it was a good idea, and now he's really changing his mind and wants to have an open discussion about it. So he's not taking any formal steps, but this does seem to come from a really high level of crime in London right now.
England? And,
yes, yeah.
And he wants an open discussion, does he? Okay.
I wouldn't even, yeah, who knows?
Are we supposed to comment on
what
this?
His accent would
I don't
be?
Know if you want. This is big news.
This is the part of the show where we see if the three people who just got really high can just shut the fuck up and listen to the news stories.
And then I quiz you.
That are, and a lot of them aren't fun or funny because it's, you know, we like
that
to know what's going
you know
on.
What they're talking about.
So should we comment on
so
this?
So it's mostly good,
so,
good news.
So you're trying to tell me that it hasn't been legal in England this whole time?
Trying to tell you that, yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's really weird. I've smoked weed like way too close to police in London, and they don't really do anything about it, but they could if they wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you could go to jail if they...
You don't want to mess with international
them,
jail.
If you looked at them weird, they would probably throw you, you know... If you like flipped them off and took a selfie while you're smoking weed, they'd probably throw the book at you.
I bought weed through a door, like a hole in a door in London, not more than a year ago. I just heard about a place. You go in, it's a fake store with a few items on the shelf, and then like you just put the pounds or euros, whatever, through the thing, and he hands you weed. It was
my kind of glory hole.
It was an adventure. It was risky, and it was a cool way to get weed in this day and age where you in LA.
And don't. You know the person on the other side. The Queen of England.
Yeah, was the Queen of England.
Well, she had a good man. That.
Yeah, she had a manicure.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, you gotta visit the weed hole.
It was a weed hole.
Damn.
Yeah, it was. Weed hole. Area was that?
That's what they call dispensaries there.
Clapton.
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting. It felt like I felt an adventure getting weed again. Because I did that in Brooklyn years ago and grew up in the Bay Area. We used to get weed on the street. And I miss getting weed on the street. Mm-hmm. It was an adventure. I don't
the
know.
The risk
if you
is fun. Yeah. Risk, yeah.
It kind of was. It made you feel alive. Yeah. I used to go on my lunch break. I lived in a little town called Alameda right next to Oakland. And we would drive into Oakland on our lunch break and get street weed, which was so good. So I don't know if this has anything to do with London, but...
I remember when I lived in New York, I would go to Washington Square Park, and I was like, because I think I was I wasn't even 21, so I was like, really didn't know what I was doing, and I would kind of just like, be like, pretend to be on my phone, and just be like, oh, I wish I could find weed around here, like, hoping someone would not hear me. I'd be like, hey, I have weed.
Wait, what year was this?
This is like 2006, I'm like, that's my best plan right now, just like, oh, I wish they had weed over here.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
The first time I got weed was at a Wiener Schnitzel, and I remember it was in sixth grade, and I was so nervous to buy it off this guy, and I actually said this to him. I go, you got the stuff? I said, do you got the stuff? And he looked at me and rolled his eyes and threw his hands in the air and pouted and walked away saying, you're going to get me in trouble. And I was like, you're making more attention now by doing the whole thing, right? You should have played it cool. And then I bought like a gram for $5.
Sure. Something.
This was 1989, 88. Anyway, that London, yeah.
Wow. How are you supposed to get it?
What do you mean? How was I
You think it's normal like to go to a Wiener Schnitzel for weed?
Well, no, the guy just said meet us at Wiener Landline Days. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel. Anyway.
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
Germany, another place. So Angela Merkel's party, the Christian Democratic Union, the CDU, a party that has been very adamantly against legalizing weed, is now coming around. And Angela herself said that she would like to have a discussion. So Germany, also a place that perhaps is headed in
sounds
that
like,
direction.
Sounds like we're going to need to pack a bigger bowl because Angela's coming to the table too, huh? Wow. Brexit happens and they all get high in Europe, I guess.
I love how somebody's saying, oh, I'll have a discussion about that. It's like is considered progress.
I mean, it sucks,
but we'll discuss it now.
I guess
it's worth discussing.
I'm open to discussion. That's it.
I just assumed it was all legal there.
They come out and go, we've discussed it, and I'm going to do whatever my biggest donors want me to do. Oh, they're the pharmaceutical companies? Okay, they don't want weed to be legal. End of sad story. Next fun pot topic.
Pot topic.
Yes.
Do either of you golf? This is going to be an interesting story
sometimes,
to you. Yeah, here we go. Do you get high in golf?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right, good.
Yeah.
I haven't golfed since I was 4. Sorry.
That sounds like
it came in my head.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me.
That's, yeah.
Dunk in one, or whatever.
Dunk in one.
What about golf?
Golf.com has put out this year's anonymous pro survey, and apparently 1 in 5 PGA Tour pros admitted to taking weed within the last year. It is a banned substance in golf, but this is notable because apparently Robert Garrigus, maybe you're more familiar than I am, he was just suspended because he tested positive for THC, and so despite having a medical marijuana.
Oh yeah, Weed Bob. Mm. Yeah,
is that what they're calling him?
They call him Weed Bob.
Bob. Yeah, Weed Bob.
That's his nickname.
Oh,
does he like that nickname?
No, he's cool. He's chill. He's chill about it.
All
right. That would make sense.
He changed his Twitter name.
Golfers should definitely be high. That makes total sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the few sports that seems
it's better.
Completely
be better.
You just
right?
focus. It seems like it would relax your muscles. So you're not like throwing anything out.
Can I say something?
I just hope there's not like a Wiener Schnitzel that you could from the course, because then I would have to leave.
I feel golf is one of those sports when I'd play, weed was either your best friend or your worst enemy. It would either completely make you zone in or you just fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. But
that's how I feel about weed and decision making in general. I like to have a schedule and then I just get high and then I don't have to think about whether to do something or not do something. Mm-hmm. It's follow the schedule time and it usually works.
Also, then I feel less likely to nap. I have stuff that I have to go do.
But if I get like a surprise night off or something, like I didn't see it coming, I don't have anything planned, and I get high first, it's over. Can't make a decision.
Yeah, can we talk about decisions?
Yes.
I feel overwhelmed at the Cheesecake Factory, and I'd much rather have 10 options than 400 because I'll pick something with a 10-thing menu. And, I don't want all those
options.
And
do your best things. Don't have people back there that can cook a million different things okay compared to, like, 10 great entrees or whatever perfectly.
The Cheesecake Factory menu is my favorite novel I've ever read.
It's a good book.
Yeah. It's so overwhelming.
I cannot put it down.
It does not have enough Harry Potter in it for me.
But yeah, don't they say when you're
which
raising?
Is I
don't
have Harry Potter.
You guys have kids?
No,
me neither.
I just got a vasectomy.
Congratulations!
And is a hysterectomy when you reverse that?
No, hysterectomy is when it's like the uterus, right?
Oh, that's for a woman.
Yeah,
full uterus removal. Yes.
Oh,
Wait, because my stepdad had a...
Vasectomy is just reverse vasectomy, I think they call it.
The guy next to me had a vasectomy?
My stepdad got his... It's what you're talking
about. I'm learning a joke.
A reverse vasectomy is like reverse racism. It's like you do it to someone else, or I don't know.
No reverse.
My stepdad had his dick thing done where you clip your balls or whatever you do. And then he had it reversed. Yeah, so I guess you could reopen the regalia somehow.
That's what he got. You got the first part of that.
I got the first part.
Yeah, so you could always reverse that decision.
If you don't want kids?
No,
I don't want kids.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so torn. I love him and I hate him.
My sister just had a baby, so I'm like my niece. So that was like the first baby in the family. And I guess at one point I was whatever. Anyway, I liked the baby, but I was still like, I don't want one.
Right.
I mean, being an aunt or uncle is awesome because you can have all that really fun time with them, but then just kind of like return them when you're done.
I think I'm just going to stick with that.
Amount. Yeah.
Yeah. You get the cute elements, and once they take a shit, you hand them back.
I'm like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the only kid in this relationship, you know?
Any more news?
Sure.
Hot topic.
So Bernie Sanders has now released a comprehensive plan to legalize marijuana. Yeah. And included in this plan, he has things like, of course, expunging old pot-related convictions, trying to, shape this emerging legal sales industry. But he also wants to start a $20 billion grant program. And that would take money from marijuana revenue and then use that money to give to minority entrepreneurs to start up more cannabis companies.
That's great. It's great for small businesses. We love it.
It's pretty sweet all around, you know? But it scares
Bernie's
people.
Bernie's pretty sweet all around.
Yeah.
Sounds a little too weed to be true. Wait, that's not what it rhymes with.
$20 billion is so much. But also weed is making so much money.
Can they even put it in banks yet?
So California did just put in a law where I don't know if that has officially started, but yeah. And I think on the federal level, they've started passing legislation for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's use that money.
Politics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about them, so I won't pretend to know and comment on that. But Bernie Sanders is getting old.
He is.
I know that. I just read between the lines and I look at them. And I,
you read between the lines on that one?
Yeah, I see him. I see his
lines.
Do you think that has effect?
He's an old guy.
Do you think it affects getting voted? Because he could go, and then who's the vice?
He did just have an effect.
He died?
Yeah. No. Oh. He is dead.
Yeah, I just found out. We really should have brought that up earlier in the show.
Pretty big news.
Yeah, we'll have a whole week to fix this.
We're just the first to break it.
Yeah, because you guys, this is modern time travel. You guys are in an episode that's people will see 1 week from now.
So nothing can happen to Bernie in that next week. So that would
we
be
hope
awful.
Not. Yes,
we can't
please,
air this
Bernie,
then.
Make it one more week
for us.
Just hang in there, Bernie.
For us. No, he seems very vital. He's old, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah, he's got zest. He's just looks.
Yeah, we'd have a zesty at least a few months before the job overwhelmed him and he had a heart attack or something. And but at least that transition would be so much fun and scary. The whole thing is weird.
Politics
could become very weakened at Bernie's.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Is there any more stories you'd like to squeeze in, or? Are they all...
This next one's kind of long.
Yeah, that's the thing about your in-depth reporting is it's
very
hard for
in-depth.
Us to
get to
all of it.
You field report yourself?
No.
Oh, someone gives you these?
No. Yeah.
I wish that I
interviewed Bernie just for this segment. That would be amazing.
You win a Pulitzer?
We got some new dreams.
Well, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug.
For giving us the news.
That's good news.
Yeah. Thanks for the field reporting.
Good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet.
It's all from the internet.
Yeah, go back to the field, Sally.
She's got trustworthy sources. All right, we'll be back after this. Hey, coconut water. I can't believe how I was having trouble holding my head up, but this is perfect.
Have you ever put this coconut water in the bong?
You know what? I think that would be a nice smooth hit. I think that'd be a really good. I think it would be delightful, but I don't want to be that person that needs a specific brand of coconut water in my bongs.
Fresh? Could it be fresh? Oh,
get so spoiled on that.
I killed
it. So I like to rough it a little bit and just have regular water. Probably dirty water.
You're the people's man.
I killed it. What are those Japanese fighting fish, you know, you buy on Canal Street? Like those fish.
The beta fish?
They're like fighting fish. Me and my buddy put one in a bong.
Fighting fish?
Well, we bought two of them in the winter. We got put in the bong, and then we smoked the bong, and it killed the fish, and I still feel bad about it.
Jesus. Yeah.
This was in the 90s, so.
You want to have, like, a quick moment of silence for it?
Yeah.
All right, that was good. We did it.
But, yeah, it was, And then we used to do Tahitian bong hits where you go stand on your head on the futon in a 6-foot bong and your friend lights it. And then if you weren't around the 6-foot, if you were home alone with the 6-foot bong, you'd have to rotate it at a candle to light it because it was 6 feet and you couldn't reach it.
So you just have to have a 6-foot wingspan to be able to do it?
Yeah, or my friend could do a match in his toe, but I could never get that one.
That's impressive, actually.
How do you guys feel about dabbing?
I don't like it.
You don't have to do it, of course. There's no pressure here. We're not pushers.
I'll do one for us.
We're enablers.
I haven't dabbed in a long time.
Ooh. You said 3 tabs of acid. That's
I would rather take 3 tabs of acid than dab, swear
really?
To God. Yes, yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. That's how gnarly dabs are to me.
It's a real real strong feeling for sure.
What?
This is stuff that you brought. That was very good.
My necklace?
Oh,
yeah, it happens when you have gold.
Oh, we got a necklace on a microphone.
You know, look, these are gold problems.
Wow, that was like... Do you guys feel like you're on the set of Jersey Shore?
It's not that bad.
Hey, that's the mic is all tangled up in your chest hair.
I wish... You know, I never had chest hair, really.
You can have some of mine if you want.
Interesting, too.
I can't even grow a beard at 45. I got, like, the Johnny Depp whiskers, kind of. I'm not saying I look like Johnny Depp. He's handsome. I just have his facial whiskers.
He's the professor.
What does that mean?
There's something, like some movie he made, I guess, that HBO is suddenly, it's premiering on HBO soon. And I keep seeing promos on there. And he's a professor who, like, I guess the premise is he gets laid a lot or something.
Yeah, because he's, like, he's all, like, disheveled and, like, his ties. I was like, oh,
is that like
professor.
A Gilligan's Island fantasy sort of thing?
It's kind of like it's the sort of character Dudley Moore would have played in the 70s, you know, like just this kind of goofy guy that, you know, because it's a movie women love, you know. Did you get some of this, Taylor?
Oh, no.
Yeah, get a little some of that. All right, so you guys are both out on the dabs. That means I got to take one because this is
sorry, dude.
This is the dab segment, and, you know.
It's okay.
I don't pay people to sit around and do nothing.
You go at your own pace.
No, not stand up. Work.
Work, work, work.
Work, work, work.
All right. no, that, you don't even need a reason why not to do a dab. It's just like, it's just not something people want to do all the time.
It works basically.
He'll tell
like
you about
giant,
it while I do it.
It's basically just a giant vape pen. But you add your own material in there, and then there's an atomizer in there that heats up and evaporates it, and then you pull it through just like a bong.
Wow.
That's serious
shit. Very convenient.
Yeah. Okay, so it's basically just the electric version of doing the blowtorch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think my voice just dropped.
It did, yeah. You went down a whole octave.
I need coconut water.
That's called a lull.
Alan, where in Florida are you from?
I'm from outside of Jacksonville.
Covered.
Okay.
Are you from Florida?
I grew up in Daytona Beach.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's spring break.
So I know about random gravity bongs as currency.
First place I drank underage that led me into a bar was in Daytona Beach, obviously.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They have a lot of those bars.
Yeah.
I think the first place I went underage was actually Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get out of your town a little bit.
We have a foreign exchange program.
Exactly. We should have been pen pals. Yeah.
Does smoking this pipe make Taylor look smart or pretentious?
You see?
I'd say perfect.
That's the best answer.
My first thought was smart. My first thought was smart.
I think it's because the rest of me doesn't look smart, right. So this adds to my smartness. But if Alan were to smoke it, he's already dressed very nicely.
That's lighter than I thought it'd be. Do I look strong? I feel like I look strong because it's so light.
Very good sweater for that pipe.
5 pounder.
Yeah. Hold it up.
Is this you, Doug?
Oh, okay, I'll do it.
Is this you?
Yeah, that's supposed to be me. My face.
Is this a one timer or is there a chain of these out there?
I think it's a one timer.
They used to give them away in Happy Meals.
Did they?
Yeah. Back in the 90s or something.
Yeah.
I would go to
You guys eat McDonald's ever? I do it once in a rare moon.
Yeah, I got a problem.
I really hate
myself. Once in a while, you got to get the fries. The fries are good there.
They're so good.
They're never good, though.
They're always good.
They're good in theory, but then you get them, and they're always, like, wet.
No. Well, you know what? Did you guys hear what happened in India years ago?
No, wait, hold on.
No, I haven't
heard. The McDonald's in India.
Wait, is it 5 days ago?
Well, no, it's related. It's
Harley, get your plugs ready, because this is going to go fast.
Well, no, in India, they don't eat cow. It's a sacred holy animal. So they make the fries with beef fat, and that's why they taste so good. And they found out that the fries were made in beef grease and burned a bunch of them down. So there's that.
You know what they call fertilizer in India? Holy shit.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
Good one.
Not too bad.
It's good.
Is that when you were sitting
I was here to debut that joke.
I like that one.
It took us a while to work it in, but we did.
Thanks for that product placement.
Simon has a podcast. It's called Nervous Rex.
Yeah, I figured I'd go out and venture into an uncharted territory, podcasting.
And Alan Strickland Williams, Comedy Central Stand-Ups presents special half hour Friday, November 15th. So that's tomorrow night?
Oh, when this airs?
Yeah.
Good timing.
No.
11:30.
No, it's Friday
Today
night.
Is the 12th? Is that right?
It's happening right now?
We don't know what day it is.
Yeah, today's the 12th. So it's this Friday night. This Friday night, three nights from now, yes.
11:30 p.m.
So perfect.
Check it
perfect
out.
Pluggery.
Awesome, man. Congrats.
And
thank you.
Host the Male Gaze Podcast.
Yes.
Male Gaze Podcast.
Yes. And podcasting.
Yeah, what's that? Say that again. I'm sorry.
Podcasting?
Yeah, what about it?
Hey, we're in it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, podcasting.
It's just, I figured it.
We're all podcasting. What's yours called, Taylor?
Mine's called What's Wrong With Me, and I talk about the things that are wrong with me.
Oh, there you go.
See, yeah,
like
he's really put himself out there.
It's very simple to open up.
If you can handle listening to, just me talking about me.
Yeah, nobody else is talking about Taylor in a podcast.
That's right.
Except for Taylor.
The one and only.
Right now, you kind of did.
That's right. We're branching out to this podcast, maybe your podcast. I'm everywhere now.
Whole podcast network.
Whole pot. What? Pod.
It's like a potluck.
The Pol Pot cast? Podcast all about Pol Pot?
You guys realize something? You guys realize something?
No,
that podcast is an iPod broadcast. That's what podcast means.
Originally stood for?
I think that's what I put together. And that's not on Wii.
I think you're right.
It's because remember they came out at first, there was iPods, not iPhones. It was iPods.
Right.
And you could get your broadcast. And that's kind of podcast. Some in a British accent. Someone came up with that. Oh no, maybe I'm wrong. Does anyone know?
No,
you're right.
I think you nailed it.
That sounds right.
It's a pun, if you will.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with your logic.
Podcast. Yeah. So, I just like
useless information.
Write to us because this is going to air a week from now. That'll be great to get a bunch of messages about it. A week from now, go, what is everybody talking about?
Oh, God. I just love interesting facts.
We're down to the wire, gentlemen. This is your last chance to have a hit off of the old switcheroo over there from the Dr. Dabber.
You look like you're considering it.
I really
no,
should.
No, they don't want to do it. I don't know why I said that.
I hate to turn away.
I want to exert that kind of pressure.
That's drugs.
I'm just filling the time because we did the plugs. Taylor, we already talked about your podcast. Yeah, so we're good to go.
Winding down.
Yeah, now we're just running the clock.
Just taking her easy.
Yeah, if anybody has any final messages,
win the game.
I'm bogarting everything over here. Yeah,
I didn't realize you could have that.
Okay, that's out. Oh, terrible stoner. All right.
Oh, I got a last fact.
Here we go. Fact. Last fact. Last.
Do you guys know what SCUBA stands for?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Submersive. No.
Good guess, though. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. I just got my SCUBA certification so I could get in the water with the aliens around the world. So I just got certified. So that's one of the things you got to learn.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had to go out to Catalina, go under in the water, swimming pool, the whole deal. It's a whole deal. But now I have my... You want to see it?
That scares me. I can't even use a snorkel because it scares me. Trying to breathe underwater, the whole concept just, it fucks with me.
Let me just show you. Before we go.
Hurry. It is. 7 seconds.
Scuba Patty. Certified.
Four, three, two.
This picture is awesome.
I'll see you guys.